This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with Evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, Evangelist Adam Borden.
You mind the Lord this morning as I try to do the same. All right, if you're there at John chapter 14, verse 1, say amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Remember those words, the way you know. Thomas said in verse number 5, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I want to draw your attention this morning of verse number 4 when he said, the way you know. I want to preach just a little while this morning on the way. There's a way that we choose to live our life. The world is choosing a way right now that is absolutely terrifying. I'm not just talking politically. These morons that are saying that we need to be socialists, God help us. Amen? There's a way that terrifies me for my kids, the way that this world is going. But let me just tell you, I've determined in my heart that there's some things that I'm not going to give on. There's some things in my life that I'm not going to turn my back on. There's some things in my life that I'm not going to compromise on. There's some things in my life that I'm not going to turn away from my face from the Lord on. There's a way that we have to live. There's a way that we need to live. Give him glory today. Say amen right there. I want you to notice this. Hebrews chapter 10. Look over to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. It says this, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, the flesh. This way is a living way that he's given us. It is a living way. It's a way of new life. I've talked to so many new converts who said, I didn't even realize how empty I was on the inside. I didn't really realize how insignificant my life really was until Christ came and the Holy Spirit took up residence in my life. And I feel like I'm really alive now. Well, that's Bible. It's a living way that we live in Christ Jesus. It's a lived way. It is a lived way. Acts chapter 17:28 says this, for in him we live and breathe and move and have our being. The very reason that you were able to get up out of bed this morning and take a breath of air is because Jesus Christ allowed it. The reason that you're alive today is because God allows it. Notice this, it is a life-giving way. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more what? Abundantly. I've no interest in living an existence that is mediocre. God has given us the opportunity. He's given us the privilege to have an abundant life. I'm not saying you're going to be rich. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're going to buy a brand new car with cash every 2 years. Don't start that. But abundant life is more than worldly goods. Abundant life is a kid getting saved on Wednesday night. That's abundant life. Abundant life is teenagers giving their life to God. Abundant life is 60-year-olds who realize they've been playing the game and finally get saved. That's abundant life. And he said, it's a living way. It is a way that we live out. It's a life-giving way. Notice this, it's a learned way. If you're a student of the book of Proverbs, you know this. Over and over and over again, he says, hearken unto me and receive my instructions. If we're going to be wise, if we're going to live in this way, we're going to have to be students of God's word. Amen? We're going to have to be attentive students, and that is, listen to the teacher. Amen? And we're going to have to learn this way. Luke chapter 24, verse 32. I love that. I preached on this not too long ago at a homeless shelter up in Gainesville, Georgia, about those men who walked on the road to Emmaus. And Jesus came alongside them, and he started prophesying of himself and giving all the accounts of his prophecy in those Old Testament scriptures. And they said these words in part in verse number 32 there in Luke 24. It said, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened the scriptures? Let me tell you something. If you think you're lacking in your knowledge of God or you don't understand something, go to the instruction manual. It's a learned way. Let me just say this. My daddy taught me this when I was a young child. You don't actually have to make the mistake to learn from the mistake. Watch somebody else and don't do that yourself. I'm glad that he didn't let me learn the hard way. Amen? You don't have to learn the hard way. You don't have to. Sometimes it might come to that. There's some people that are so thick-headed like myself that you have to learn the hard way. But this is a way that we learn throughout our life. I draw from men who have been in the Word and in the way for a long time, and they're constantly learning. They get excited about something new they see in the Scripture that the Holy Spirit illuminates. It's a learning way. The way to raise our kids, the way to treat our spouses, the way to serve alongside each other. It's a learning way. It's a living way. It's a lived way. It's a life-giving way. Notice it's a led way. Turn over to Psalms chapter 139. Look at verses 23 and 24. This is a psalmist crying out. David, who says these words in verse number 23. Search me, O God. That's a scary thought. Here's the truth of the matter. He really don't have to search you. He already knows. He knows who you really are. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And notice these words. And lead me in the way everlasting. Let me just tell you. If you follow your heart will run you off of a cliff. What's the Bible say about the heart? It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? The greatest lie that Walt Disney ever told our kids is, follow your heart. Don't follow your heart. Follow God. Follow the Spirit of God's leading. If you go by your heart, you'll end up on a dead-end road in the ditch. But he says, this is a led way. He said, see, search me, God. Search me and see all these things that are within me. And lead me in the ways of righteousness. We naturally, in this flesh that we live in, we don't want to do the right thing. People say this. People say, I believe that human beings are basically good. I don't. I can prove it to you. How many of you would say that people are basically good? That's a good answer. Nobody raised their hand. I can prove it to you. You know how I know that people are not basically good? Everything I got's got a lock on it. Everything I got's got a beep, beep. Chick, chick. Everything I got's got a lock on it. What that tells me is if anybody's got the chance, they'll take what I got. Hey, people are not basically good, including yourself, including me, including you, Pastor. We have to battle the flesh and battle our mind constantly. And the way that we do that is to be led by the Lord. It's a long way. Thomas made a statement. These disciples, I read some of the things they said, and I think to myself in this time that we're living in, I think, golly, did you not know that you watched all these miracles happen and stuff, and you asked these lame brain questions like, what are you talking about, Lord? I don't know I don't understand how they couldn't see, but they couldn't. You know why? They didn't have the Holy Spirit living inside. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. We have such great advantage over the 12 disciples. We have the discernment of the Holy Spirit inside. Thomas said, we don't know where you're going, and we sure don't know how you're getting there. What's this way that you're talking about? He said, I am the way. Let me just tell you something. It's been that way for a long time. Jeremiah 6:16 said, stand ye. What did he say? Let me turn over. Let's turn over to Jeremiah 6:16. If y'all don't know this one, you need to write this one down. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Don't believe all this stuff if you got to do something new and something cool and something to reach young people. No, you don't. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is show them the truth. Let me tell you something. You don't have to have a rock concert to reach young people for Christ. You can like that, lump that, or bump that. That's the truth. I can take you to places in this country. 3 weeks ago, we had a youth meeting out of our church, Wahoo Baptist Church over in North Georgia, just a few miles from Helen, Georgia. Any of y'all been to Helen, Georgia? Our church is about 12 miles from Helen, Georgia. Beautiful up there. We had a youth meeting up there, and we had 1,500 kids on fire for the Lord, and every song that they sung was out of the Red Book. And they sit there till 11, 12 o'clock at night listening to old-fashioned, leather-lung, red-faced King James Bible preaching. And eat it up, and kids got saved, and kids got called to preach. And I'm telling you right now, friends, this way is a long way proven. It's been working, Brother Gene, for a long, long time. This way of Christ is a led way. It's a long way. Now I'll finish with this. He said, I am the way, truth, the life. He is the way. The old song said, the way of the cross leads home. The only way you're going to get to heaven and see Jesus one of these days is to go by the way of the cross. Under conviction for your sins, repenting for your sins, accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the only way. I don't care what the religious pundits may say or the politicians may say, oh, that some other God may be the same God. Mm-mm. It's not so, friend. Allah is not God. Let me just say that one more time. Allah is not God. Islam, record it, Islam is false religion. Allah is not God. Islam is false religion. But so is salvation by works. So is salvation by baptism. I know y'all got cousins over at Church of Christ. You don't get saved by getting baptized. Amen. There's one way. He said, I am the way, I am the truth. You know what the truth is? You know what the truth he left us is? This Holy Bible right here. This is the truth. This King James Bible is the truth. It's the truth. Let me just say something right here. There's a way that seems right unto a man, Proverbs says. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems right unto a man. Here's what a man says. Well, if I'm a good person, if I treat my fellow man okay, I believe God will let me in. That's a way that seemeth right unto man. Well, that makes sense to me. If I give to charity and I don't hurt anybody, don't commit any crimes, I believe the Lord, old St. Peter, when we get to the old gates there, he'll say, you're good enough, come on in there. That's a way that seems right unto man. There's a way that says, you know, all of my family, they always went to church. We church people, we go to church. That sounds okay, but that's not the way. Just because your mama was a praying saint does not mean you're getting an immunity to go to heaven on her testimony. There is no shared salvation. There's one way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man. I know the writers of the NIV thought they were doing a good thing. But see, they forgot to read Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 to 19, that said, if you take anything from this book, I'll take your name out of the book of life. They didn't realize that when they left out 191 references to the deity of Christ, the blood of Christ, and the lordship of Christ. And that next verse says, if you add anything into this book, these writings, I'll add the plagues that are written in it to you. And they thought they were doing a good thing. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the ends thereof are death. If you're expecting to get to heaven on your good works, on your family name, or how much money you give, that's the wrong way. Jesus Christ is the way. My question to you as Brother Wayne's coming is this. Which way are you going? Saved person? Which way are you going? Which way are you going? Church? Which way are you going? Are you going to stay in the old paths? Wherein is the good way? Amen. I am. I'm committed. I done set my course. I'm staying the old time way. Hey, lost person, you need to change your way. Today's the day to get in the right way.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.